You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Your host, Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. I'm here, of course, living here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This podcast covering all things K-State sports here, coming at you once again. Before I sit down and watch a little bit of TV here on this Tuesday, folks, this will be the late night or early edition of the PPBD edition of the show. Rankings. Back to football real quick here. I've mentioned this several times this week already. We're taking out the Big 12 teams here as we go through the top 25, the latest top 25 after this weekend's games, led by Oklahoma State beating Baylor on the road last week. Oklahoma State leaders, the leading Big 12 team in that department, ranked 7th in the country there, undefeated, and where's going to be a date with Oklahoma State for homecoming later on this month. So that's going to be a good game there. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm looking forward to that game. And, of course, while I'm sitting here right now, KU game is sold out. Well, of course, for that and for very good reason there as well. Looking elsewhere here, So, the biggest losers out of here, I'm not seeing Baylor. They got booted out of the top 25. They were, what, top 15? I thought last week, somewhere in there. They got kicked out. They did see receiving votes 88 there as well. They're the only Big 12 team in that department there. Oklahoma, woo, they stunk it up this week. They got only two Baylor was 16th, actually, so that's my fault. But I was close. They were 16th. Oklahoma's ranked 18th. They got destroyed by TCU. I would not have predicted that, to be honest with you. I know Alex predicted OU win on last week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast weekly, but they got destroyed, literally. And searching for answers, their fans, everything else, they're searching for answers right now. Baylor, that's the real surprise there to me. Out of all of this, but no, I should be surprised by this KU team. There's only three teams in the Big 12 in the top 25, KU being one of them. The second team, and they're ranked ahead of K-State. And KU got, and their fans, yeah, they got their wish. Cause game day is going to be in Lawrence this weekend. Oh, boy, and there's a lot of chatter around Manhattan. I'm just being honest that TCU going to come up and embarrass them. That's not me saying that. That's the fans saying that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But there's a lot of folks around here, around Manhattan. K-State Nation knows TCU could come. And TCU, that was impressive way to do it. They're not ranked in here. They're undefeated, and they're not ranked. So they got something to prove. So both these teams have something to prove. KU, TCU, that is a noon game? I backed out of that. Let's see. Now I got to go into the Big 12 games this weekend. Yeah, that's a 11 o'clock. So when you got college game day, that's usually, except for OU Texas, which they're going to get, obviously, they're going to be going to SEC, so that's going to matter. Unless that game's 11, you would think that this game would be at least 2:30 game, unbeaten teams, or prime time. This game's at 11. On Saturday, and TCU is ranked, so that's 4. So I got to correct myself there. So TCU is the second team in the Big 12. KSU is 19. So you got 17th and 19th doing battle in Lawrence at 11 on FS1 there. And I got an issue with this game, with our game, here with Iowa State. I say it was FS1 on the last daily. I have to correct myself on it, and with bad reasoning. But yeah, TCU, KU, 11. This is going to go down. So I don't know how many fans are going to be around the college game day table when they do the picks there. But yeah, this is really intriguing. Two unbeatens, TCU spanked OU, and KU taking care of our opponent, Iowa State, in an ugly defensive battle there last weekend as well. It's going to be something. It's going to be something, guys. I tell you, we'll see what happens. Hampton Lawrence there for sure. And this is, again, Lawrence's, for the University of Kansas, first ever appearance on college game day, hosting that. Woo! We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens for sure. But I do have an issue with our game. ESPNU, seriously? I mean, maybe because Iowa State's 3-2 and K-State's, we're still ranked, folks, K-State Nation, 20th. I disagree with this, the way this game's played. Well, not disagree, the way this the television game is broadcasted at ESPN. This at least should not get this FS1. We should swap. FS1 should swap with Iowa State. Our game should be FS1 because of the games. Well, this is a 2:30 game with Oklahoma State Tech at Stillwater, down in Stillwater. And then our game is at 6:30, the only primetime game in the conference there. That should be flop. I have an issue with that. Why in the world we're playing ESPNU? It's ESPN, but it's ESPNU. We're ranked. I mean, Oklahoma State's ranked higher than us. I mean, I get that, but Texas Tech just lost. We beat Texas Tech, so I don't know. That frustrates me there. It's a primetime game. I think it should be on FS1, not ESPNU. But what do I know? Because I'm going to be down in Wichita this weekend for my race this weekend, which I'm pretty pumped up about. I'm looking forward to it for sure, no doubt. But that is frustrating. And by the way, the other game, speaking of Texas, Oklahoma. Oh, here we go. They're playing this weekend. How about that? ABC, 11 a.m., baby. None of these teams ain't ranked going to the SEC next year. So have fun with that, Texas, Oklahoma. So this is a battle of 3-2 teams right there. And somebody's going to get knocked out of the Big 12 championship race for sure in this game. I believe Oklahoma winless in Big 12 play. Texas, let me see the standings here real fast here while we're talking about it here. Texas, they're 1-1. OU, who would have said OU 0-2? Anybody? Not me included. Woo! So 11 a.m. You got that? Everybody's going to be watching that one. No offense, except for the people in Lawrence. They're going to be focused on trying to stay unbeaten. So one of those teams in Lawrence will not be unbeaten by the time. And yes, when I look at the conference a little bit, K-State, KU, right, we're right there. 2-0. And this might be stranglehold type of stranglehold Saturday. I have to remember that for the weekly podcast. That's a good name. I've come up with some clever names today, but Stranglehold Saturday. Why? Because K-State, if we win their game against Iowa State, that's going to put us at the top of the board there. If KU, okay, let's just say KU wins their game, right? That's going to put us still on course for a clash. I'm not going to try to get our hopes up or anything like that, but that's the possibility. That's the possibility, folks, when you look at it, right? So, but let's say KU wins and K-State, big chance, loses. Again, KU's right there on top. They're on top right now, right? Oklahoma State, TCU. Again, TCU has an opportunity to jump, to stay on top, right? And K-State, okay, if they win this game, they stay on pace, right? Yeah, 4 undefeated teams left here. Of course, in the conference, not in nation. Of course, KU and TCU, they're undefeated in both situations, right? So, absolutely. This is a big Saturday for the Big 12, actually. So, when you're looking at these games, because Oklahoma State's undefeated. They're playing 1-1 Texas Tech team at home. So, this could really be stranglehold Saturday in the conference as well. So, we'll have to see what happens, how this all falls. For our team, K-State, we got to go play in Ames. And again, we have to remind people the last time we played up there. So that's all. But I think this is going to be a different story. You have no Brock Purdy at quarterback. You have no Breece Hall. But you still have those receivers. You don't have that tight end either for Iowa State. So we'll see, man. We'll see. This is going to get spicy for sure. And we know how we played on the road last time. Hopefully we bring that same mentality to Ames on Saturday night in primetime on ESPNU, sadly enough. This game should be on FS1, not ESPNU, but whatever. I'm not making those decisions there, so. Oh, what K-State cares about that game? Farmageddon this weekend. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap things up on this Rankings Big 12 Preview Edition of the podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it for me, yours truly, Eddie Greer. Purple Project Podcast, the PPBD, edition. And make sure you guys tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. We are continuing our coverage of K-State right here in Manhattan, Kansas.